Italian I did say, how about Shabbos morning? There is a din of Kiddush, Shabbos morning too. Now what do you have in Kiddush of Shabbos morning? Nothing, just the Erfri Agave. You have nothing else. Some say, Suki, but that's it. You're not going to have to say that. That's not part of the Kiddush. So what the Kiddush? There is no broch of Kiddush other than the broch of the Erfri Agave. And there is an Isaiah, I mean to betame anything without making Kiddush. Why? Because it has a chalit in Kiddush. And what does the Kiddush consist of, Shabbos morning? Only of Be'er Pri Hagefen. So we see that the Be'er Pri Hagefen Shabbos morning has a chalit in Kiddush. It's called Kiddush Rabbi. So has a chalit in Kiddush. So why shouldn't the Be'er Pri Hagefen of Friday night, true Friday night, you have another broche, a long broche. But just as the Be'er Pri Hagefen has a chalit in Kiddush Friday night, so why shouldn't it have a Chalishim Kiddush? I mean, just as the Be'er Pri Hagefen has a Chalishim Kiddush Shabbos morning, why shouldn't the Be'er Pri Hagefen have a Chalishim Kiddush Friday night as well? So that's why the Mor Avraham emphasizes. So Mili Mechaname. So in other words, there is a difference in the Takonis Chachomim. When the Chachomim were misaking the Brochas of Abdoleh, so they were only misaking the Broch of Abdoleh as constituting the essence of Abdoleh. And the Be'er Pri Hagefen, that's nothing to do with Abdoleh. That's because Also, Lord of Lamb is below Broch. It's not an Inkopada Tole. But Shabbos, when they are misaking the Broch, is for Kiddush. So, for Shabbos morning, so it's a Broch of Kiddush. It's not just also Lamb below Broch. Because if it's just a meal of also Lord of Lamb is below Broch, so why shouldn't he be able to retain something else? Isn't it? And they'll make a Broch and something else with an apple. So it's a din of Kiddush. So in other words, so what is the Kiddush? What does the Kiddush consist of? Be'er Pri Hagefen. So Friday night, the Kiddush consists of the Brocha of Kiddush and the Brocha of Be'er Pri Hagefen. So maybe if you have Kavone in the course of the Brocha of Kiddush, but not in the course of the Brocha of Be'er Pri Hagefen, it's not this. Very, very, very mistaken. And then the Lashon fits, the Lashon of the Tzidka Pardes, and certainly there is a diuk in the Lashon of the Mogna Avrom, the Lashon of the Mogna Avrom. All right, now. Yes,
is
yes.
Is it the day that the
Brocha
of Yain is a lot of Kiddush?
What?
Instead of just being...
All right, there is a machlekes, the Rambam in the Ha'ilet. There is a machlekes, the Rambam in the Ha'ilet. But even if we say that it's not a din of Kiddush, but there is a certain, but there is a special halacha of a Brocha on Yain. A Brocha on Yain. So Mimele, so it's not just Birkas Halel. Most Rishonim hold that it's a din of Kiddush. But even according to the Shite, that it's not a din of Kiddush, just a halacha of being Mivorech al Yain. But it's a special aloha you have to be Mivorech al Yain. So it's also like Kiddush. So it's not Kiddush, so it's something else. But it's special aloha to be Mivorech al Yain. It's not just Birkas Hanen. Birkas Hanen, so you don't want to drink any wine, why should you say a broche? So here there is a kone you have to be Mivorech al Yain. According to the Rambam, there is a special aloha even in Shalish Nesudish Lishis that you have to be Mivorech al Yain. So there is a special aloha. And Shabbos, so the broche of Birkas Hanen. So since there is a special halacha of the Brocha al Yayin, Shabbos morning, even if we say it's not Kiddush, but it's special halacha, so Friday night when it has it in of Kiddush, so the Brocha of Be'er Pri Hagefen is an integral part, is one with the Brocha of Kiddush. Alright, now let's see. So this is the Sheet of Sefer HaParadis, the way it appears from the Mogna Avraham. But from the Chashbam it doesn't seem like that. Chashbam, it appears just the reverse. This Rajbam. But this Rajbam speaks of the Shite of Rabbi, who says Kiddush near Yain Ador. That doesn't mean that the Halacha is like that, because after all, we don't pass like Rabbi. We pass like Rabbi. But insofar as Rabbi is concerned, Rabbi says Kni Kiddush near Yain Ador. So this Rajbam can only make sense if we say just the reverse of what I heard from my father, according to the Sefer HaParadis. Just the reverse. In other words, the Rajbam says here as follows. The Rajbam says the truth that there is a, you have to say the Brocha of Be'er Pri Hagefen because of the Jewish, and you have to say the Brocha of Be'er Pri Hagefen because of the Abdol. But insofar as Kiddush is concerned, So apparently the Rashbam Shite, Alibe the Rabbi, not Alibe the Rabbi. I mean the Rashbam, maybe we'll see if there's another Rashbam. Whether the Rashbam agrees with the Sefer HaParshas or not, that we'll see soon. But according to Rabbi, so the Rashbam says in effect that there is a difference between the Birkat Birkri HaGefen that is in the Kiddush at night, and of course the Rashbam will be made that insofar as the Kiddush of the morning, of Yom Tov morning or Shabbos morning is concerned, there it's the Kiddush, but here we are dealing with the night Kiddush of Yom Tov. So it seems we have the Brocha of Kiddush, so the Meile the Chachon one of Misake, that the Brocha of Birkri HaGefen should also be an integral part of Kiddush. But why do we have to say the Brocha Birkri HaGefen before the Kiddush? Because of Birkas Hanemi. Because Kol Hanemi Bilei Brocha Moal. But it's not an integral part of the Kiddush. Why? What? But so it says, because after all, it doesn't have to be Mikadosh HaYayin. It can be Mikadosh HaPas too. So Mimele, but he decides to be Mikadosh HaYayin. So Mimele, since he can be Mikadosh HaYayin, he can be Mikadosh HaPas. So whatever is Mikadosh HaYayin, the Brocha is only Birkas Hanemi. So the whole purpose of the Brocha is because of the Aloche of Kol Hanemi Bilei Brocha Moal. But it's not an integral part of the Kiddush. Mashayikin Ba'avdoin, when you cannot be Mikadosh HaPas, you have to be Mikadosh. Only Al Yayin, all right, it's Chadar Aloche of Chamim Medina also, so Chamim Medina is a new Al Yayin. So there is Aloche that you have to be Mikadosh. Only Al Yayin, so that HaKadosh Chachomim was, that the Brocha Birkri HaGefen by Avdoin, is not just because of Kohanene Daloche of Kohanene Bilei Brocha Moal, but it's an integral part of the Aloche. So in other words, according to the Rashbam, Alibe the Rabbi, so it will not be at the Sefer HaParshas. It will not be at the Sefer HaParshas. The Rashbam definitely holds that the Brocha of Birkri HaGefen is an integral part of the Aloche. And because of that, Rabbi says that even though Rabbi agrees with Rav's Lomdes, the Kiddush precedes Avdol. And if the Kiddush precedes Avdol, so Mimele you should recite the Brochas of Kiddush in accordance with the general pattern of Kiddush. And then immediately recite the Brochas of Avdol that they are left over in accordance with the general pattern of Avdol. So then it should be Yayin Kiddush. And then Yain already said, so he doesn't say it again, Meir Avdolah, he should say it. No. So Rabbi says he doesn't say it that way. Why? Because if he'll say it, Yain Kiddush Meir Avdolah, so the Yain will be so removed from the Avdolah, so it will not be apparent that the Yain, that the Brocha of Birkri HaGefen is recited, is part of the Avdolah. It will not be apparent. It's not a question of not being apparent, because the observers will make a mistake. It's not an ear of Marasayim here. In other words, because since it's, in other words, it has to be objectively apparent, not subjectively apparent in the mind of people, the observers who hear the Kiddush and Avdolah. But it will not be objectively apparent, because if he'll say, Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdolah, so objectively to look that the Yayin is recited over the Kiddush, because it comes together with the Kiddush and Avdolah now. So many interpositions between the Birkri HaGefen and Avdolah. And since the Birkri HaGefen, so every Mitzoy Shabbos, where there is nothing else besides Avdolah, so of course it is apparent that the Brocha of Birkri HaGefen is recited as part of the Avdolah. Now, there is nothing else other than Avdolah. But here we have two things, Kiddush and Avdolah. If you'll say Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdolah, if you'll recite Yayin Avdolah, so in the Mele it will not be apparent that the Yayin is the Birkri HaGefen is recited as part and parcel of the Avdolah. It will objectively look that it's recited as part and parcel of the Kiddush. So he says, but some melee he has to say Kiddush Meir Yayin Avdolah. So we upset the whole order. The whole order, in order that the Yayin should immediately precede the Avdolet. Kidu Shnei or Yayin Avdolet. So then it will be apparent that the Yayin, the Beer of Kriya Geffen, is recited as part and parcel of the Avdolet. And then we can't even recite it that Yayin, that it would be Kiddush Yayin Neir Avdolet, because then again it will not be apparent. So it has to be Kni, Kiddush Neir Yayin Avdolet. But then it will not look that the Bocha Pir Priya Geffen is recited of the Kiddush. We don't care. Because it actually shouldn't be with the Pir Priya Geffen, shouldn't be recited over the Kiddush. It's only because there is a Nisar, or there is a Loche of Kolamene, Eloi Broche Moal. But here it's not Eloi Broche. So mainly the fact that it's removed from the Kiddush doesn't matter at all. Doesn't matter at all. This is what Rashbam says. Now, Taisa says the Kashe, but according to Rabbi Tam, we have to say that according to the Rashbam's Pshat, so Rabbi Lechol HaBoche is now, whether the same Lomdes would apply according to the Lomdes, that's another Shai. But Rabbi, according to Rabbi, who says Kni, Kibishne Yayin Avdolet, so the Beir Priya Geffen, the Avdolet is a mythical part of the Avdolet, because Avdolet cannot be a Lapas. But the Beir Priya Geffen of Kiddush is not a mythical part of the Kiddush. Just the reverse of the Sivra Pahal. The reverse of the Sivra Pahal. Oh, so Teisa says, but according to Ramitam, that's all right, according to Ramitam, but according to Ramitam, that they must be that in catching our paths, so Kiddush and Abdullah are the same. So just as the Broch of Beir Priya Geffen is an integral part of the Kiddush of Abdullah, so it has to be an integral part of the Kiddush also. So my Chosis, why do we care so much that the Broch of Beir Priya Geffen should not be removed from the Broch of Abdullah, and we don't mind the fact that the Broch of Beir Priya Geffen is removed by a few interpositions from the Broch of Kiddush? So Taisa says, Ish the Forish, Shimoyim Marchik, Yayin Avdolet, Yehu Shemibo, Elo Bishru Kiddush, Shehu Nichrei Yom. So in other words, subjectively it will not be apparent that it's recited in Avdolet, not objectively. According to him. All right. So we see that according to the Rashbam in explaining Rabbe, so the Beir Priya Geffen is an integral part of the Avdolet, but it's not an integral part of the Kiddush. The reverse of the Sivra Pahal. All right. Now let's see that. All right. So Levi Omar Yanak, and Rabbo Omar Kni, V'Rabbonon Amro Kiddush Yayin Neir Avdolet. Not Kiddush Neir Yayin Avdolet, but Kiddush Yayin Neir Avdolet. So in other words, now once we explain the Kiddush Neir Avdolet, we can understand the Kiddush Yayin Neir Avdolet. Now let's see what he says. Kino Zviro Leitira, the Kiddush Kedum Avdolet. So then he should say, Yakna. That would be, the most reasonable. But the Ritzename Lismich Yayin Avdolet for the Kiddush. But this man, the Omar, agrees with Rabbi that it has to be emphasized that the Yayin, that the Beir Priya Geffen is an integral part of the Avdolet. So because of that, it should not be relatively close to Kiddush and relatively at a distance from the Avdolet, in order to emphasize that the Beir Priya Geffen is an integral part of the Avdolet. Still, we can have the Kiddush in Avdolet. The reason I'm a Lismech Yayin, La Avdolet, Vayimi Kiddush. Hilkach Kiddush Breish. Because if you say Beir Priya Geffen Breish, so then it will not be emphasized that the Beir Priya Geffen is an integral part of the Avdolet. Hilkach Kiddush Breish. V'hodo, so it's Kiddush. So Kiddush Bereishe. And then the Seder Abdoleh. Yayin, Meir, Abdoleh. So in other words, Kiddush Bereishe, and then it will be the general pattern of the Abdoleh. So we cannot say, but the Yayin, since it will follow up the general pattern of the Abdoleh, so even though the Kiddush Bereishe will not precede immediately before the Abdoleh, but there will be an interposition between the Beir Pri HaGefen and the Abdoleh, so what will be interposed? The Meir. But that doesn't matter because that's in line with the general pattern. So it will still be apparent that the Brocha Beir Pri HaGefen is an integral part of the Abdoleh. All right. Kinos Filik Rad Kikir Abdoleh, Reish Lassen Lam Lissar Gaila Abdoleh Tein Kiddush, Hilkar Kiddush Bereish, Verhodo Kol Tira Abdoleh, Shal Tira Kol Misori Shabbos, Dehav Yayin, Moir Abdoleh, Iname, Reitzim Lehavdir, Ben Kiddush Lehavdoleh, Bichol Ayachetz. Bichol Ayachetz. So in other words, why does the Rashbam mention another Pshat? I mean, the first Pshat is wonderful. The first Pshat. So why does he mention another Pshat? Iname, the reason is why. So he says, Kiddush Yayin, Meir Havdoleh, is in order to be mavdil ben kiddush lehavdoleh b'chol hayechetz. So if it is kiddush yayin neir havdoleh, so let's say if it will be kiddush neir yayin havdoleh, so then there isn't such a great hevdah between the havdoleh and the kiddush. Why not? Because if it's Kiddush, Meir, Yayin, and Yayin is an integral part of the Abdoleh. You see, Yayin, so, and the Meir is also together with the Abdoleh. So then, there is less of a hevdah between the Kiddush and Abdoleh. But if we say Kiddush, Yayin, Meir, Abdoleh, so there is more of a hevdah between the Birkas Abdoleh as such, and the Birkas Kiddush as such, in order to emphasize, in order not to have any verbal inconsistency. So that's our reason. Now, why does he have to mention that reason? Because in the second Loshen, the Rashbam assumes that Monefshach, if the longest of the Rabbono had been like the longness of Rabbe, so in Mele, we should emphasize that the broche of Beir Pri HaGefen is an integral part, of the Abdoleh, by saying it just immediately before the broche of Abdoleh such. There should be no interposition. And since there is an interposition, so apparently, in the second Loshen, the Rashbam held that the Rabbonon achilik am Rabbe. Because where is Rabbe? Help. Rabbe holds that the Brocha Beir Pri HaGefen is only an integral part of the Abdoleh, but it's not an integral part of the Kiddush at all. And as far as Kiddush is concerned, it's only mitzav kohanel v'brocha moral. So, now, of course, the other Ramban Dormars are certainly chilek and Rabbe, and they hold that the Brocha Beir Pri HaGefen is just as it is an integral part of the Abdoleh, so it's also an integral part of the Kiddush. So the Rabbonim also agree with the other Ramban Dormars that the Brocha Beir Pri HaGefen is not only an integral part of the Abdoleh, it's also an integral part of the Kiddush. Mitukal the Kiddush. So then the question arises, so why do they say Kino Kiddush Yayin Meir Abdoleh? Let them say Yakna. So he says, in order there shouldn't be any verb, any shemets of a verbal disharmony between the Kiddush and Abdoleh. So the more interpositions there are, the better. Alright. Now, then, Ma'abrit Rabboni Omar, Meir Kiddush Yayin Avdo. Meir Kiddush Yayin Avdo. So he says, Kiddush Kedem Avdo. So here, again. So, Mal Rebbe Rabone, he holds, he agrees with Rav, that Kiddush precedes Avdo. That's why the bracha of Kiddush as such is before the bracha of Avdo as such. But what is the first bracha is Neir. Kiddush Kedem Avdo, Kirav. V'yayin, but let him say like Rav. So the reason why he doesn't say like Rav is because V'yayin Namer is a listener of Avdo. K'mo Yishe Perash, in other words, because the Yayin, the bracha of Be'er Pri HaGefen, is an integral part of the Avdo. It's an integral part of the Avdo. So maybe it should be Somuch Tavdo. Hilkach, Neir, Kiddush, Yayin Avdo. So in order, so first of all, he agrees with Rav, the Kiddush is first. But then, in order to emphasize that the Yayin is an integral part, the Bracha is an integral part of Avdo, so just before the Avdo, so is the Yayin. But then the question arises, why? So let him say, Kiddush Neir Yayin Avdo. Why Neir Kiddush Yayin Avdo? Also, this he explains, Oyamashu Bereish, Mikame Kiddush. Even though it doesn't logically, there's no basis. I mean, what's the shaykhes between Umoyer and Kiddush? So he says, Umoyer Mashu Bereish, Mikame Kiddush, the Komitzuri Shabbos, Kiddum Abdore, Lifishenene Beitril. Lifishenene Beitril. So, Kochaname Kiddum Kiddush, Sharenene Beitril. ואייב של אמרי בין יאיר אבדורי, כדי שום יצא שבת, שהיה עם קידום בשביל שפריר, אם כי יש אפק, זה בין יאיר אבדורי. Now then, מורסה אומר משמיד רבי ישוע, מאיר יאיר, מאיר יאיר, אבדורי קידוש. So מאיר יאיר, Havdol Kiddush. Pitaime can forage. No, the Rashbam doesn't explain it. Then, Sholachle, Abu Edi Shmuel Rebbe, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu. Say the Havdol Seich, Sholachle, Kachom Rabbi Shmuel Barab Yeisi, Sholom Mishum Ovi, Sholom Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Bechananye, Neir Havdol Yayin Kiddush. Neir Havdol Visrash Horkasim, Sholom Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Bechananye, Neir Avdol Yayin Kiddush, with time before it's come on. The Avdol Kiddush with Kiddush. Vim kach Neir Tchilo. If you should read, say, Litin Yayin Samach Avdol or with Kiddush. She Shnei Yem Nitzke Noa Yayin. Avu Moe Yayin. Eim Rebelo Yayin Yemein Likos. Horeg Asim. Moshe Le Rabbi Shurev Ranay Rimelech She Yeitzi Vafarchus Nichas. Lames HaMelech Vahakei Yeitzi Nikas Afarchus. Ke Yeitzi Nikas Afarchus. Maya Avavon. How do you pass me at someone mandoma? So the Aloha is like Rav, Yayin Kiddush Neir Avdo. So, my Avdo, Abayoma Yayin Kiddush Zman Neir Avdo. So in other words, so this is reference when the Shechayon holds, Virogoma Yaknehas, Yayin Kiddush Neir Avdo Zman. Viyukatikirov. So that means, alright, so here we have another element, Zman, but we see from the machlekes between Abaye and Rove, so we see that they both agree with Rav, that it's Yayin Kiddush Neir Avdo, where there is no Zman, where there is no Shechayon. And if there is Shechayon, so then there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove, whether it's Yayin Kiddush Zman Neir Avdo, or it's Yayin Kiddush Neir Avdo Zman. So that the Yuchas is a Kirov. Alright. Abaye and Rove, Svirale, קראת, יום היין קידוש נר אבדור, ובזמן הוא דפרי, הבא יסביר לי, יין קידוש זמן נר אבדור, מאחר שמסך הוא יקבש, מתמקור הקידוש, גביעים על זמן, אין דן אבדור, שאין כאן קידוש, אין כאן זמן, זאת אומרת, זה זמן לזמור ושייכס, תודה קידוש נר אבדור, אבל אבדור אין גרם עשרים על זמן, ויכול לסביר לי, מה מוצאים בכל מוקים זמן לבצעי, או חנם לזמן לבצעי, the time is on the wall, but after all, why shouldn't this man be set together with the Kiddush? The answer is, this man is nothing to do with Kiddush. We say it on Kiddush. I mean, women say this man when they bench lich. So, I mean, Zman Imre, Imre Afilo Bishuk, even while you walk in the street, it's Yontef, you didn't say Shechayonu, so you have Mechuyev to say Shechayonu. When do you say Shechayonu? And in Kippur. So there is no Kiddush. So we say Shechayonu. So it has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with Kiddush. The practice is to say it together with the Kiddush. But it has nothing to do with Kiddush. Yes, what is it?
These things that aren't, according to the Gemara, have to do with Kiddush. Why is it a
No, it's not a hefsek because it has to do with the Kiddush Hayei, and the Kiddush also has to do with the Kiddush Hayei. So maybe it's not a hefsek, but there is no direct shayches between Kiddush and the Shechayon. So he says, "V'tayi shol davo v'zman emrei afilu b'shuk v'ikrei nevakeis hilkach imalisi v'ilchese kirove v'yoma yayin kiddush ner adore." Yayin kiddush ner adore is fam, v'kiddush shevod adore. Vichimavdu bereish, merzed havalik to Shabbos kemas. Alright, now, Rabune bar Yehuda ikol berob, asul kamei moyer upsom, bo ichob apsom in bereish vodera moyer, omolei vobim bishame bin bisilel, moyer bereish vodera apsom, umay, vidnal bishame imri meir umozim psom in vabdole, so mozim, Mozin comes before Psomim and Abdol. In other words, that Ubisilim Rimeiru Psomim Mozin Abdol. I mean, that is reference to a case where he has only one cause. So he cannot be involved as a Mozin on one cause and Abdol another. On the Rabbi Pasrei, so we see that Bein according to Bishamai, Bein according to Bisila, so Moira comes first and then Psomim. Because if he has two cases, so then he has to be involved in the Chesamos and one course and the other course. Zudi Rav Meir, so I have told you time Sham Nisil to Samas Yisra Meir. Al Amoze she bitchilo, the Chivin, the Koma Sudo say, Baru Michai Vereishe, in Mavir Amit. Kom Rabbi Eichen, Noa. Rav Yakiv Barabe Ikla Lederov, Chazye Diborich, Pere Priyagefen Akase Kame, Vihodo Borich Hakose Di Birchas, Vihish. So Rav Yakiv Barabe, so visited Rove. So he saw that Rove was before a kase kamed that means kiddush for Shabbos. We hold the body hakotzi di barches. Then when it's before the chesamozei, so after he finished the chesamozei, he said beir priagefen and the case of the chesamozei. This is what he saw. The Rove did. Amalei, Rav Yakiv Rabbi said to him, "Vamonach kulai, hapoch v'mar chodesine." You said the broch of beir priagefen because of kiddush, so you pattered all the yayin that you drink during the sila, why shouldn't the same bracha of the priyagefen pattern the yayin that you drink of the course of the birkas hamoze? Because of the birkas hamoze. For both of my chodesim. Omalei. So Rabbi says, Rabbi Tova answer, Ka'avim ha'medesh yomu se, ho ha'avdim. This is the practice that prevails in the Bishvus. Omalei tein ha'medesh yomu se, v'ocha ovit, v'ocha ha'avdim. Sofik Maiselon, Sofik Loi Maiselon. Hoche Omanoch Kase Kamon Vidaitnal. Because by the Berish Galuse, it wasn't Boro that will drink otherwise. So Mimele, since it wasn't Boro, so there was already Hesachadas. Mashenkin here, so the Yain was ready on the table. So it was Boro at the time when he said Bele Priyagofen on the first course, he knew without any doubt that there'll be other yayin, and there'll be a yayin of the chesamozin as well. So maybe there was no Ezra Hadas. If at the time when he says the bar of the Yayin, he's not sure, he doesn't know whether he'll drink out of Yayin or not, so then there's Ezech Hadas. But here, he knew that there's going to be out of Yayin. So there was no Ezech Hadas. So why should you say Beit Yayin again? Hocher man, I can't say, come on, we die now, so there's no Ezech Hadas. Omalei, so I'm answering, I know I have the Talmid Rav, the Rapune, the Rapanane, Talmid Rav, and Yasser, this is also. Koelei, Rav Yave Sobe, Omalei, how will we live? So, how will we live? We say, then they change their mind. We say, Omalei, how will we live? Omalei, Hocher man, give it a mrit, how will we live? It's a little bit. My time is as sick as I type. So in other words, even if you didn't bench, you just said we are going to bench. So that's already a hefsek, a hefsek hadas. And then if you change your mind, before you bench, you have to say, it's a brand new brochel, you have to give it. So certainly in the case where you bench, so you have to say, another brochel, you have to give it. And the yayin of the cause of the chedamot. Amin Abu Mazutra de Rabashi, now let's see the Rashba. Rav Yaakov Rav Yichol de Rode, Shabbos Ali, Amin Ali Kamei, Kimot Lo Abdul, Aume de Mikore, to the Shabbos de Bini Bini Mo Yichol, Akaz Ni Pir Chese Berkes Amos, Ni Pir Erol, Ni Psein, Pir Pris Agofek Mo Shona Yis, Lavi Yadirti Imashko Lechu, Vos Akaz Kamei Oi, Vichit Bochisa Akamei Lav, Vichai Tcha Akaz Achinen, because he didn't know where there'll be any more wine. Ma'am Liko Chav Yitzchilat Dote, Umishimoche Vichol Yitzchilat Dote, Umishimoche Vichol Yitzchilat But things at the time when he said it broke a bit, and he didn't know there would be additional cases of Yai. So every time he said, but then they bought Yai. So that means that when he said broke a bit, and at first, so it was only on that call. No, no other cases. Then when he made another, broke a bit, so again on that other call. But then here you knew in advance that there would be other cases. כל העולים שם יש עליהם, רואים את עליהם, מתאגמין עליהם משם, עוד הולכו למשתה. אל מברך את המוזן עשוך את הייתו, וצורך לעזר לבורך לך ברך את המוזן. זה אורך הנהגים, ואבו גם בשמין על מאורך, זה ברך את המוזן עשוך את זה, זהו. Oh, so in other words, so we see from there, that if one will be broke a beer free again, and then he will involve ברך את המוזן like all, so when he drinks because of ברך את המוזן, he has to say, a new broke a beer free again. Why? Because the Birchas HaMozen itself was an interposition. So Mele, he has to say in Yibroche. So Mele, you could argue, since the Birchas HaMozen is a hefsek, so if he drank wine, if he drank wine, so before he bought Birchas HaMozen, he should be required to say Yibroche Achas. Yibroche Achas means Sholish. Yibroche Achen and the Yai. And the eye, and then the involved the Chesamoze. So the Rashbam, so since we see that the Chesamoze is a hefse, so maybe if he drank yayin in the Sude, he should first say a brocha achrene, a brocha achrene and the yayin, and then the involved the Chesamoze. So the Rashbam says no. The Abba Kami Shalim the Mohoche, the Chesamoze, 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 because since he's going to be involved the Chesamoze, so that will part the yayin too. The hash the achas min sholis agu kolch min sholis brachas laatzmo ulach evil is nami kosar uiboy uibuchet birkas yai laachov ad laachav birkas amos. I mean, Tesis mentions that Rasha Shite is to the contrary. The Rasha Shite is that he has to be mevorev achel before he is mevorev birkas amos. If he drank wine, he say chasude. So then, before he is mevorev, it's according to Rasha. So before he is mevorev birkas amos, he has to say brach achel al yai. And then he'll be involved in the Kesamot. But all the other Shemi Achili, Achili Kamra. I mean, they agree with the Rashba. All right. Now, Rabache, Ameima, Umarzutche, the Rabashe, Amayase, Bisidose, Bisude. Because Ali Rabache, Brido, Ameima, Borich, Hato, Kasa, the Kasa. So every case of Yain that he drank, he made a separate Borch of the Abriage. Marzutche, Borich, Hakasa, Kamra. Now that happened in Bechel, that didn't happen in Shabbos. So, but many cases was heard. So, Ameima, Borich HaKokas Likas, Mazut Rebor Hakase Kanta, the first class. The Hakase Basra, that means after the course of the Chesamos. But in all the other cases, not. Rabashe Bori Hakase Kame Bisuri Bore. So Rabashe was the biggest cake. I mean, what, how are we make like Mazut? Hakase Kame, we are Mivore. And then we are not Mivore, and any yayin that you drink. Because the first bracha of the Agetan Pada, the only yayin that you drink, but the course of Birkas Hamozen, so the Birkas Hamozen was Mapsi, not the Birkas Hamozen itself, the decision to be involved in Birkas Hamozen, that itself is a Hepsi. So mainly on the course of the Birkas Hamozen itself, you have to make another bracha. This is how we are made, this is how we pass, like Hamazut, Rebor HaKosei Kala HaKosei Bas, but Rabashe was more made here. Borech HaKasei Kameh, Visulei Borech, even on the course of Birkas Hamozen. Omul Rabache Barove, Anan, Kimano, Ameimar, Omar, what's the reason? So, what's the reason as to why Ameimar made the broche on each course? Why, I mean, can't one broche be able to get them part of 10 cases? So Ameimar also agrees that one broche be able to get them can part of 10 cases. But, in his particular case, he was a nimla. He said, "Alo nimla chanoch," because when I made the broche of Beer Priya Gepen, I had mind to drink only that course, not more. Now the Tamila was not a big drink. So Mele, when he made the broche of Beer Priya Gepen, so his kavone was just on that course. So Mele, then it was a new decision. So it's like a new suit. So Mele, he made another broche. Mazutre, Omar, I know the Abdiki Talmidi, the Rabbi Rabash. I know Abdiki Talmidi, the Rabbi. The Rabash, Omar. Less Hilchese, Talmidi, the Rabbi. So now it's Mazutre, so that's like the Hilchese. In other words, because the first broche, the initial broche, Birk, the Agef, and Ayayi, patterns all the cases. But except, the course of Birkas Hamozen, because there is a Eschadas, there is a Hebs. And Rabashe holds that even on the broch, even on the course of Birkas Hamozen, you don't have to make him a broch of Birkas Hamozen. Why? He is Chilil Kantor with the Rav. So let's look at the Rav. Why? So what's his right? So the Aloch is not like Rabashe, but what's the right of Rabashe? The Yom Tev Shechali is a Chashab. Vomar Rav, Yayin Kibish Mirav Dore. Yayin Kiddush, Mirav Dore, so what's the Raya? Let's see how the Rashba explains it. Vomaram, Yayin Kiddush, Mirav Dore, Vilo Yipoye, Livruche Birkat Be'efri Agef and Praising Me, Chada Kiddush and Chada Atom. Zo Adin Litri Kase, the Kiddush Ayin Birkat Amod. So in other words, Rav Asher says, Vam Rav Yitzaraye, the Dahloche is not like Talmid and Rav. Because if Dahloche had been like Talmid and Rav, so just as you have to say, a separate Birkas Hagefen on the case of Birkas Hamozen, so by Yayin Kiddush, so you should say two Birkas Hagefens. You should say Yayin, Kiddush, and then that is the Birkas Hagefen on the Kiddush, and then another broche, another Birkas Hagefen on the Avdore, so it should be Yayin Kiddush, Yayin Meir Avdore. And Rav says, Yayin Kiddush Meir Avdore, not Yayin Kiddush, Yayin Meir Avdore, so it's a raya that aloche is not like Talmid Rav. From Rav, it's a raya that aloche is not like Talmid Rav. Because according to Talmid Rav, it should be not, Rav should say, not Yayin Kiddush Ne Avdole, but Yayin Kiddush Yayin Avdole. We boy, we go have the Rav, we 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 have the Rav. So the Gemara says, no, it's the aloche is not like Rav. The boy, Hosom, there is no stira between Rav's din of Yayin Kiddush Ne Rav Dole and Talmid Rav. Oh, Kibid Amrita Havo Menivra Yitzro Chol Mishti. Why? Hosom Okadaitem Mishtiye. Hochol Okadaitem Mishtiye. Hochol Okadaitem Mishtiye. Hochol Okadaitem Mishtiye. So the Rashbam explains it. Vikashe Hoche Gabi Yayin Kiddush Ne Rav Dole, we are connected to Mishtiye. Shadayim Shosa V'chol Daiter Mishtiye. It's even more than that. It's even more than that. And because of that, Abba Rishayim accepted the Abba Gyosef. But the Rashbam is not dear Abba Gyosef, but there is no machlekes in any din. ונראה לי כעשינים כולו חודם בכתח ידי אני יושב עם ראש שלא יצריך הוא שכבר פירה שתיים יופת משום זה לא רק הדייטל משתי שהדייטל משתי עושה זה כל דייטל משתי זאת אומרת, יש אובה זה יהיה דרך איזה חדה זה איזה הפסק ואתה יהיה דרך לא הפסק Some that seems to be so posh that seems to be so posh I mean that the Rav Ashes long this is difficult how did Rav Ashes even for a moment assume that since Rav says Yayin Kiddush Ne Rabdol and he doesn't say Yayin Kiddush Yayin Ne Rabdol so it's a Raya that Aloch is not like Tommy the Rav how is it right? Over there so he made a broche on one course now he wants to drink another course because they decide how long they did Rav they said then they change their mind so no Ben Priya Geben was recited over this course that he wants to drink now if they change his mind so Mele Some male Tommy the Rav said, no, he has to say in your bracha. But here, when he said Beile Priya Gefen, before he recited the bracha of Kiddush, so doesn't he have in mind to say the Beile Priya Gefen on this course? And this is the course of Kiddush and the course of Abdol. So why should he say another bracha? Why should he say another bracha? So we see from the Rashbam one thing. All right, Teisves is chet. Now let's see Teisves. ישראל אנדר רשבם פירש ביקונטר דידאיק ומצח ובורש פרי זילה פירש פרי הגבר חד הכיל חד הגדולי אהו להבי כאילו שפסה ועדין אמדר סמוד וקושי תהיה חיבורך פעמיים פירש פרי הגבר על כיסא אחות זאת אומרת, doesn't make sense זאת אומרת, רב אשר said that according to תלמיד לרב so he should say פירש פרי הגבר twice on the same course הוא נכתיה ברוך לבת גדולי that's this is cash so maybe they said ואיך יבואו בפעמיים ואיך יבואו בפעמיים ואיך יבואו מצינו ונראה לי דייק ולתיק ליהיו לבסוף שמענו להווה הפסק ועדין לנו פרס המוזיק but according to Rashbam the Rai is from the fact that Rav doesn't require him to say Bir Pri Agefen twice according to Rashbam now how can we understand that? So how could there be? Let's say not like Talmid the Rav but still how does it justify him to say Bir Pri Agefen twice? It's the same cause So it's a bracha latole. So we see one thing from this Rashbam. From this Rashbam we see that Rashbam is chilek on the Sefer HaParos. Rashbam is chilek on the Sefer HaParos. The way you see, because according to the Sefer HaParos, so the Bir Pri Hagefen of the Avdole is not the mythical part of the Kiddush of the Avdole. Then from the Roshon of the Magen Avraham, as my father said, it's Mashma Kiddush. But one thing is clear from the Sefer HaParos. That in connection with Abdullah, it certainly not an integral part of Abdullah. From this Rashbam we see it is definitely an integral part of the Abdullah. An integral part of the Abdullah and of the Kiddush. So then to be in stire with the previous Rashbam, in explaining the Kni, the line Abdullah, so in other words the Rashbam will hold only Rabbi who says, Kiddush Ner Yain Abdullah, he holds that the Bracha of Bir Pri Hagefen is an integral part of Adore, but it's not an integral part of Kiddush. But the other Amroim, they hold it's an integral part of both, of Adore and Kiddush. Rav Asher will also be chilekam on Rabbi. He will say, not Kiddush Shnei Yayin Adore. As a matter of fact, we've seen from Rav Asher that Rav Asher agrees with Rav, because he mentioned the Raya from Rav's din of Yakna, Yayin Kiddush Shnei Adore. So in other words, so the Rashbam holds only Rabbi who says Kni, Kiddush Shnei Yayin Havdole. So he holds that the Bir Pri Hagefen is only an integral part, is only an integral part of the key of the Kiddush, of the Havdole, and not of the Kiddush. But Rav Asher and the other Amroi, who are Chelik and Rabbi, they hold, and certainly Rav, who says Yayin Kiddush Shnei Havdole. So they all hold. That the Bir Pri Hagefen is an integral part of the Havdolah and it's an integral part of the Kiddush. On the Kiddush, so in the Mele, if it is a Hefsek, so then there should be two Bir Pri Hagefen. One Bir Pri Hagefen is part and parcel of the Kiddush, and another Bir Pri Hagefen is part and parcel of the Havdolah. It's part and parcel of the Havdolah. And the Gratis will be one Bir Pri Hagefen will be part of the Havdolah. That would be Shayer if if it had been only for the because of the halacha of Manon and Brachah Moab. So he can take two times the Kriya. But since it's an integral part of the Adore, it's not. And the great test would be one Birka Gevet would be Brachah Latore. That would be Shayach if it had been only for the because of the Halacha of Manon and Brachah Moab. So you can take two times Birka Gevet. But since it's an integral part of the Adore, and it's also an integral part of the Kiddush, so then you can have two. So why doesn't he have two? So the Raya is, it's no Hefsek. If it's no Hefsek, so Meile Rav Ashi mentioned the Raya, that even on the course of Birkas Hamozen, you don't have to say a new Brocha Birkas. You don't have to say a new Brocha Birkas. All right, I'll have a short shiur in your day. Short. In your days, we went to Abdule, but we didn't learn anything. We went to Abdule, you and the other year. For the faces, the faces that put him on the dollar, while the Italian machine, both the Hakos and the Gimon Rao, and that's the Rabbi of the Hobby, with the Hobby, has the Hobby, the Adjacent Akasikam, the Hobby, that means Kosk Kibis, the Hobby of Boy Hakas and the Birch, the Kot of the Samos, the Ishka, almost almost to a high. So I got to have a lady question, why did Hobby have to say, oh, have this, the Adjacent and the Kibis, the Samos? He already made the prophet. So it should matter because of the Samos. I'm already having to the so happy. This is the way they do it. The issues. Both Hakasikam, I think, shall keep. Hakasik, we have to show the Samos. We hold the Kam, the Hitz, and the Bolchi. We have a Yahish, and we have Mose, and the Yahish, and Achara Mose. Hang the Acharasu. So we see the clear of the Agete. Matter, give me the Yahish, and the Achara Mose. So what it says, I know Acher Asu the behavior of the Echad Amozen. Acher Amozen means after the meal, but before the benching. You show it, kill the Echad Amozen, you show it, but then you wish they say, Acher Asu the kill the Echad Amozen. But my shame is here, the cause of the Echad Amozen, that you drink after the Echad Amozen itself, not just after the meal. So this cause, so the Bruch of the Echad Amozen doesn't matter, the initial Bruch of the Echad Amozen. And it has to make a new Bruch. So, Hobbe says, that's the way he does it in the Shulus. I'm already saying that in the Shulus, you have the Sophic Meister and the Sophic Roy Meister. Hoche on Allah Kater Kamon, so you have no doubts that you would be drinking at a time that you, Hobbe, made the Brocha Deir Chia Gefen and the Kiddush Kiddush, so you are sure that you would, that would be drinking the course of the Deir Samos. But you have a bit in the Mashke, Pirush Hashbam, כי בהכריס להקות את הקסי כמה לא ידעתו by the Jewish. So when you made the prochet, the first cause, so you didn't know יעבו הקוס האחרי. והאבי כל חד כתחיל עשו. So הוא פירוש עם החשמה שהוא ברוכן יחמת יחסו. So the Lord it seems, at the Rit Kolufe, so when you made the prochet, and the initial cause, so he had no idea that they would be drinking Arakei says. So then, they did drink Arakei says. So it was like a new sube of yam. So that means that the Rishon said, they made the broche, they are different on each and every course. Not just on the course of the Samos, but on each and every course. He said, the course, the master, the reason that the Rishon said, the boy hakasi tam, the hakasi bifirka said, the boy hakokas. Now Robbe said that he relied on the Rishon and the practice of the Rishulus. Now, how did Robbe? Robbe did not make the Brocha on the course. He made the Brocha on the first course, on the case of Tzidush, and then on the case of the Tzidush. But on the intervening course, the case of Shonai, he didn't make the Brocha. But one of the people relied on the practice that was made in the Rishulus' home, and the Rishulus' home, so the reason is why they did it that way is because at the time they made the initial Brocha, they didn't think they would drink Kabbalah. So not only on the case of the Kesamozen, So they made Ochel. Even the other kids said they have to do it. They made a Ochel. So how can Rabbi? And Rabbi did not make it Ochel on it because. So he did not act out the practice of the Mishnah. So how could he say Abdilon Shem Mishnah? So it did not come. It did not come forth to the practice of the Mishnah. וזהו דרך הכלים השונים שהם יוצאים לבין משמעות זה יין באמצע הסוף, יין באמצע הסוף. So מילא, so מילא את המשמעות זה too, they just made two brochets, because they just didn't drink any other wine besides the first course and the course of the tongue. וכך נראה לפורג' שעוד מבורך את דרך הסוף, כי עוד ידעים שביט לו יין כותו, so by the משמעות זה. So why did they why so what is going to say so the not same process that they're given in the other cases why because there too they knew that more wine would be served I will do it at most the Holocaust king the boy would be stopping the idea of the state which is in there I know the Abdu oh Amalei I know so what they said I know Abdu is down there now it's if there was Hez Hadass When he said, have a Mibrech, so then, if he decides to drink again, he has to say Mibrech. I'm not Abdi Samira. Pirish Rajba. I'm not Abdi Shadima Moch. The Birkes are Muslims. I'm Sukkis with Yosef. And it's not only the Birkes are Muslims that Sukkis with Yosef. Even before the Birkes are Muslims, the decision to say Birkes are Muslims is already a hectic today. Because in the case of the Talmidei de Rav, so they didn't bench yet. He changed his mind. He changed their mind before the benching, but after they had decided to bench. So that also required a new broch of Birkes. So it's not just the Birkes Hamozim that is mapsing. The decision, the decision to bench, that is the hefsek. So really we could say, since the decision to bench is the hefsek, so maybe before he benches, he should say Bracha Achreine on the eye. So the Rajapam says no. Avodami Shabim Nohel Ber Samos Mapsuket Vosu. We come to the Boy Bracha Achreine Shesule. We come to the Boy Samos. Why? I mean, how could there be such a target I thought? That because of the fact that Ber Samos Mapsuket Vosu, so before he benches, he should be Boich a Bracha Achreine on the eye. But before he ventures, so there is no F6 today, the answer is no. It's not just the Birkes Hamozim that is F6 today. The decision to bench. So if he's ready to bench, so that is already the F6 today. So we could argue that he should be Mechuyev before he benches. As soon as he decides to bench. So first he should say Bracha Achreine the Yayin. So Rashbam says no. The Bishvat, why not? The Bishvat Birkes Hamozim Pitrasim. Why should he say Bracha Achreine the Yayin? Before he benches. The benching itself will batter the eye, will batter everything. Which by the body because it has to be what has to be shown inside it. Coach will be shown as well. The Oche is a Baloch is it. Umiyu, ain't the Kalochim. The Paschino, I mean, what the Rashbam says, now it's not the Kalochim of Yom Kippur, that's the Eka. It's Kalochim of logic, that's the one he says. So he says, it's not Mucha at all. Umiyu, ain't the Kalochim. The Paschino, the Oche, בואים אבויים שלויים אחמס הסודה, אחר הסודה. פירש ביטילים ברכס המוזן, תולים ברוכל לפני מלאחרי. לאו גם זה מחלק יש לי בורד את מגעו את מבורד. ביטולים המחמם רבון המבונהם, הם רב שישס על מיד. So המחמם, and המחמם, then the המחמם, And Rabbeinu say that Dvorim Aboim Shaloim Achmas Asu. Dvorim Aboim Achmas Asu. Achar Asu. The Machlekes is in regard to Dvorim Aboim Achmas Asu, the Achar Asu. So Rav Nachman and Rabbeinu say that Dvorim Aboim Achmas Asu. Achar Asu. So do not require a Bracha Achar. Because I was in part. Rabbeinu says, Rav Sheisha says, the Dvorim Aboim Machmas Asudeh. Achar Asudeh do require a Bracha Lachreye. Now, so how do we pass? Do we pass like like Rav Nachman Rabune, who say the Dvorim Rabune Machmas Atu Achar Asut. So it's even true of Rochel Achrei or we pass like Hashishes the Dvorim Rabune Machmas Asude Achar Asude. So it's true of Rochel Achrei. So Rashi, he passed this like Hashishes. Rashi passed this like Hashishes. But the other Shemini, they pass for like a Nachman Rabbon. The Shari is how to explain the Gemara, the member of Rabbon. So all the Shemini except Rashi, they pass for like a Nachman Rabbon. The Dvorim Haboi, Machmas Asude, Achas Achar Asude. So do not require a Brochel Achayet, do not require a Brochel Achayet, but Dvorim Haboi, Shemoi Machmas Asude. That's only Dvorim Haboi, Machmas Asude, Lachar Asude. But Dvorim Haboi, Shemoi Machmas Asude, Achar Asude. So that even Rav Nachman and Rabune agree that it's doing Brochel Achayet Machayet. Now what does it mean? Dvorim Haboi, Machmas Asude. Dvorim Haboi, Machmas Asude. So according to the thesis in the Rosh, says that Dvorim Haboi, Machmas Asude are two things. One means Dvorim Haboi in Lapis is a class, like fish, meat, something that is eaten. Normally, with path. That's one thing, one type of Dvorim Haboi, Machmas Asude. And then, Tesis and Rosh say, there is another type of Dvorim Haboi, Machmas Asude. Even though it's not Boli Lapis is a path. Let's say Daiso, Syria. So, Daiso, or Kruvin, cabbage. So, it's not Boli Lapis is a path. Normally, it's not eaten. Daiso cereal is not eaten together with pas, but it's something that nourishes. Something that nourishes like pas. So there are two things, of two types of Dvorim Haboi Machmas Asude. One is, if it's Dvorim Haboi, this is a pas, like bosa or dogi, and the other type of Dvorim Haboi Machmas Asude is like daiso kubin, in other words, that nourishes. So Teisa says, umi reize kaufila. So paskino bibohes, Dvorim Haboi Shaloi Machmas Asude, Achar Asude. So Teisa emphasizes, that ki Dvorim Haboi Shaloi Machmas Asude, Achar Asude. Pirish Vigilin Dekas Amos, to the Bochel Kina Achayel. The implication being, that Dvorim Haboi Machmas Asude, Achar Asude, so ein Truchen Bochel Kina Achayel. Why not this Lafu Kina Shikas Rashi? Because Rashi passes like Rav Sheishes, that even Dvorim Haboi Machmas Asude, Achar Asude, so also to the Bochel with the Machayel. All right. So he says, "Umir is a kalachina." That's not that kalachina of mine. The paskinu mikrochem rabbi shon marashu achasude. Peir kedim the samozim tu mikrochem the kneim achre. Vichem teinim vanovim bechay chasude. Lerapeches viloim nichtere. Viloim nichtere begimu proches. The beer kesamos. So you cannot partner it with the begimu proches the samos. According to Rapeches. So in other words, So in other words, the kalachima of logic of the Rashbam, so that he says that the hashu b'brocha achas mishol yisage kol shnu b'puk shol yisbrochas. So the Tesis is not really kind of Rashbam's name that I'm young. You don't have to say b'brocha achrein before you preach. He agrees, but the argument by the Rashbam, there is a kalachim of logic, the hashte brochach in sholi sage, coach in sholi brochach, that's not mochach, because we see dvorim haboim sholi machmas asude, achar asude. So then we pass the tum brochach with neim lachayim. So why don't we say we got in that too? Kalachim, he hashte brochach in sholi sage, sholi brochach, the coach. So that's not mochach, so mele. It's not Mukhach here too, but he agrees with the Rashbam's view. Without that argument. Without that argument. Alright. The Rashi Kiras Bichuvet. It's all the boy Hakam. We take him by note. We So Rashi Shite in Chuvet in Sivra Paradis is that an Yai, that if one drinks Yai, say Hasude, so before he bakes, he has to say Brochachem, Brochachas, Misholish. Our gefen of prayer before the days. That's Rashi. It's all Rashi. Kmoitei di ba'anovim Rashi. Just as Rav Sheishes says, that that's also mentioned by Rav Sheishes, that they didn't want to know. So require the brocha achreine, So Yai knows, veilia, the maskimen also from Rav Pope, Hilchese, vorem avoyim shaloyim achmas asude, vissei chasude, vorem avoyim shaloyim achmas asude, vissei chasude, tuyim brocha lifnei, vorem achrei, leachar asude, tuyim veilia lifnei, and veilia achrei. So in other words, so he says, So Rashi explains that when a prophet says, דבורים הבויים שלוים אחמס אסוד. So Rashi says that לאחר אסוד doesn't mean דווקא לאחר אסוד. But it means, לאחר אסוד means something that is רגיל to come after the סוד. So ממילא כתבים בנובי, that's Rashi Shittin. So ממילא even if he eats it, בסייר אסוד, as long as this is, it's usual to eat it l'achar asude, so after boiling the seich asude, tzirchim boiling the seich asude, and you need a perus, tzirchim forsh. So that's Rashi's pshat. So in other words, because of that Rashi's pshat, so in other words, so Rav Pope, is not expressive of the shita of Rav Nachman Ravone. But, like Rav Jeshis, Masha'im can take this, Teitzve says that the pshat in Rav Pope of dvorim haboyim shaloyim achmas asude la'achar asude means that la'achar asude after we clear the tape and everything. So then it's to me broche bein lifneyem bein lachreyem. But if he eats it, if he eats dvorim haboyim shaloyim achmas asude teich asude, even though the things that he eats teich asude are usually served la'achar asude, then there is no brocha l'achreyem. So that's according to Teisa's pshat. So middle that means that Rav Pope doesn't pass from like Rav Sheishes. Rav Pope passes like Rav Nachman and Rabun. So if you don't finish it, till first, ve'edo is don't really think about it. The yali mechoshi bo machmas asure. Ve'litzolik lebo rechacho. Mikula. So in other words, so Teisa is chelik al-rash. So in other words, so Teisa is Teise says that the pshat in Rav Pope of Dvorim Avoyim Shaloyim Achmas Asude Achar Asude Tunim Rocho Lefneyem Lachreyem means Lachar Asude Mamesh, not things that usually are said Lachar Asude. So if anything is eaten Teich Asude, no matter what, even if it is something that is always served Lachar Asude, but in this particular instance it was served in the Sude, so there is no brocha l'achel. So in Mele, Yarim, the same thing. Ve'ilu itom l'tenim v'anomi, v'yarim choshi bo machmas asude. In other words, and then Teisa says, even if we agree with Rashi's shita, that the halacha is like Rav Sheishes and Rav Pope, means, le'achar asude, he means, things that are usually served lachasude, not mamish lacharasude. So even if we accept this shita of Rashi, but we still cannot accept Rashi shita in connection with Yarim. Because even according to Rav Sheishes, they say, so only by Kelim Vanovim, so if it is, now Kelim Vanovim is usually served lacharasude, so mimele. So Mele, Rav Sheishes says that even if it is served in the Sude, so it's also Tzricho Brocha L'Achreya, Tein L'Anovi. Masha'im ki Yayin is served primarily to L'Akele Samozei. So Mele, so Yayin is not considered as something that is, as a double shebo shaloi machmas asudei. But yayin, on account of the fact that it is used la'akilas amozim v'sich meyok, so it's considered like dvorim haboi machmas asudei. Dvorim haboi machmas asudei certainly don't require brocha lachet. Voi v'lidobli tenim v'anomim. Yayin choshib bo machmas asudei. V'litzor chavor chachot v'kulam, yim mekom trav sheiches. V'yavol gav v'yom ha'osom. So it's chelikan rashi on two things. First of all, Rashi passes like Rav Sheshes, because Rashi holds that Rav Popes Hilchase is not inconsistent with Rav Sheshes, and Teisves says that Aloch is not like Rav Sheshes, like Anach Rabune. And number two, that he is Chelikan Rashi, because Rashi holds that Yain is the same thing like Tenev Anovi, Dvorim Haboyim, Shaloi. Machmas asude, so Teisve said that even according to Rav Sheishes, Yain doesn't require Boch Lachem on the forbenching, because it's Bo, which Sheishes Amoze, Bisech Meli. So it's Bo Machmas asude. Bafo Vavdom Rosom, Shoales Ben Zeime, with Nima Omo, Dvorim Aboi Machmas asude, Bisech Asude. Dvorim Aboi Machmas asude. Bisech Asude. In Tom Brocha Loi Lifneem, Lachem, Lifne Shepas Bikras, Yohes, Vimor Lekashe, Yain, Yali name niftere, pa niftere pas. Peru schon am Plan. Ich will Yali sich am Osten korrekt drauf atzen. Und Shane, Shane Yali, hol ich bitte wer brauche Arzt. So we see that Yali is unique. So that's Rashi Smoker. That's Rashi Smoker in the Jew, this Gemara. But it's a song. Hosom li maire un brauche schon von noch. Aber li brauche schon ach, ob le ach, kann ich hoschen. So we mean it. One second. So in other words, Teitze says that this Gemara, when Gemara says Shani Yayim and the Kaviyah Baruch La'atzmei, so it has a special Shibes, that only is significant enough to require a Baruch Levanel, because it has a special Shibes in that. It has a special Broche, so because of that, it requires a separate Broche, even if it has to be Baruch Levanel, but that does not require it to have a Baruch Levanel. So all the Shani Machim can Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that Yayin Shebisecha Asude requires a Brochach. And I only know them as a vitri who is a Rashi. But all the other Shani seems Achil can Rashi. Achil. Then in case it says something else. The other deal is not so possible. V'afilu Yayin Bilachar Asude Nire Shem Tzorech Ligorech Achim. Now this is not so kosher. You see, Yayin Shebisech Asude, so except for Rashi and Marzah Vitri, so all Kishenim say that it doesn't require Brocha Lachel. Why? They say it according to Rav Sheishes. Who says that Tenim Vanovi do require Brocha Lachel? Tenim Vanovi. So it's because Tenim Vanovi manab boi machmas asude, but Yayin is bo mishchis, es amozim v'sich meyo. So it's bo machmas asude. It's bo machmas asude. But how about the Yayin Reachar Asude? So here we cannot say that he doesn't require Brocha Lachel, because even according to Rav Sheishes, because it's Bo Lishreis Yayin B'Sech Meyo. Only the Yayin B'Sech Asude is Bo Lishreis Yayin B'Sech Meyo. It's Mozim B'Sech Meyo. But the Yayin Reachar Asude is not Bo Lishreis Mozim B'Sech Meyo. So Teitze says, that even the Yayin Lachar Asude, Nira Shein Tzorach Lebarecha, Shein Tzorach Lebarecha, Le'ilom Choshi Machmas Asude. Le'ilom Choshi Machmas Asude. In other words, even the Yayin Lachar Asude. Now the question is, Yayin Lachar Asude, and what does Lachar Asude mean? Lachar Asude means, Teitzes says that today we don't even have Lachar Asude. That was only Bismar Chazal. We had such a thing as Lachar Asude. Today, we don't have Lachar Asude. God is Man Chazal, so Lachar Asude. So, there was such a thing as Lachar Asude. So, still the Yai, after they were making the whole table, and they didn't drink, so still had the being of Bo Machmas Asude. Why? The Hodi Koma, the way of Kosh Machmas Asude, the Hodi Koma, the way of Lachar Asude. Tzrichim brocha lifneim achei. Now, that Rav Popes says in so many words, that dvorim haboyim, דבורים מבויים שלא עם אחמס עשו את זה, אחר עשו את זה. צריכים ברוכו לפני ואחרי. So, so it's replied to Yayin also, if the Yayin is drained, is drawn after the Sudeh. So he says, Haida chutz li Yayin. Yayin is an exception. Why should Yayin be an exception? Why should Yayin be an exception? Now Tesis at the end says that today we don't have such a thing like Achar HaSudeh. But Bisman Chazal we did that. And it's much from the Lashon of Tesis that when Tesis says, Haida chutz li Yayin, so he meant, he didn't mean only today. He meant even Bisman Chazal when there was such a thing as Achar HaSudeh. But Yayin always had a din of Teich HaSudeh. Yayin always had a din of Teich HaSudeh. Even if it was served after the Sudeh. Even if it's not Chazal. Why? Now the Rashbo in Broches, and that's from the Hei, I think, so he says as follows. He says the same thing as Teich says, but he explains it. He explains it. He says, and Yayin there is no Brocho Lachel. If he drinks the Yayin in the Sudeh, I mean even after the evening, but I mean before the benching. Why? Because actually the Gemara that from him, Roche says that actually Yayin should require Sholish Roches. A real example is just like Pas. And the only reason as to why Yayin does not require Birkes Amozeh, three Roches, is because Eidodom Kedvei Asidosei Ala Yayin. Pass, so the average person is Kivei Asudeh and Pass. But the average person is not Kivei Asudeh and Yayin. Except it is a special kind. So because of that, Yayin does not require Birkas Amozeh, three prophets. So Meile the Rashba says, since Yayin, if not for the fact that the Inodom Kivei Asudosei Ala Yayin, right? So it would require Birkas HaMozeh every time a person drinks wine, he should have to bench, just as after eating pas. But because Ein Adam Keveya, so that is only Shayach if he doesn't eat it in the midst of the meal. But if he eats it in the midst of the meal, so Mimela then there is Kriya Sudeh. So then the Kriya Sudeh is Chalim and the Yayin also. You see, because of the fact that Ein Adam Keveya Sudosei Ala Yayin Kredeh, so Mimele, if he doesn't eat pas, he doesn't wash, he doesn't make him anything, so then there is no Kriya Sudeh. And Yayin. Because Ein Adam Keveya Sudosei Ala Yayin. Masha'in came if he drinks the wine in the Sudeh, even if he eats it after he cleared the table. But before the benching, so then Kriya Sudeh is chal. And if it is chal, so Mimele, the Yayin itself requires Birkas HaMozeh. So it's not Shayach to say, you should say Brocha Achas. A Brocha Achas in Shorish, because in that, wherever he drinks the wine in the midst of the Sudeh, even after he was Eker Shulchan, he cleared the table. Lachar HaSudeh Mamesh, Bizman Chazal, when it was known to be Eker Shulchan, to clear the table and serve other things. So, but it's still, so then, that Yayin requires Birkas HaMozeh. That Yayin requires Birkas HaMozeh. Requires it. Now, there would be a certain chiddush would emanate from this shittas Rashba. Now, the halacha is that if somebody ate pas, and then he didn't bench immediately after the eating, and the number of hours passed by, and he's already hungry again, so that's a raya that the food that he ate, the pas that he ate, was already digested. The fact that he's hungry again, so he can't bench. He cannot bench. Now, suppose someone, according to this Rashba's longness, I didn't see that anybody should say it, but it seems that it follows logically. Suppose someone would eat pas, and then after he ate, he satisfied himself with a lot of pas, so he drank wine. He drank wine. But the wine he drank after the pas. The wine he drank after the pas. Now, and he didn't bench. For some reason he didn't bench. Now he reminded himself a few hours later, but it seems that the food was already digested because he's already hungry. He's hungry for another piece of pas. So he cannot bench mitzvah pas because he's already hungry. But according to the Rashba's longness, that actually Yayin itself without pas should require it. But it doesn't require because of the Nikobeya. So that's the yayin. Mashiachim, if he drinks the so that's only shayin. The Rashba says if he drinks the yayin by itself, not in the sudeh. But if he drinks it in the sudeh, so then he was kviya sudeh on the pass. So mele the kviya sudeh is chal on the yayin too, and then the yayin itself requires berachas hamazon. So it's not a question that the berachas hamazon should patter the yayin. In such a case, according to the Rashba, the reason, so the reason as to why he doesn't say bracha chene is because the yayin, just if he drinks yayin, we say chasude, ibracha chasude. So then, just as the pas requires berachas hamazon, so the yayin also requires berachas hamazon. So even if he became hungry again, so he cannot, he is not mechuyev to bench now on the score of the pas, but since he ate, he drank the yayin together with the pas, so the kviya sude was chal on the yayin. So Mimele, and he's not thirsty. So, and he's only hungry for a piece of pas now, but he's not thirsty for a drink of yayin. So Mimele, he should bench mitzal yayin. So then he says, fine. Umiyu. Then Teisa says something else. That today, there is no such thing as lacharasu. Umiyu onwe misalkin, and misalkin yadeinu mipas at bir samot. Vehakil tovo techasu. Veim shum dobo oto uvoche achot. בברכס המוזן כאילו, ובימי החכומים, או למסיך מן הפעס והכיר השולחון, כאילו ברכס המוזן, ויוזו יורידילי, משניסייו לברכס. Now, it seems to me, I mean, I think it's either somebody should say it, but it seems to me that it's only mistab there. It seems it's a question of mitzies. And Teitze says that the Teva Bliodom, the Minek Bliodom was nishtane from the Mei Chazal. Because Mei Chazal, so they had a Minek, that after they finished eating the nourishing courses, so they clear the table, and then they serve other things. So, but today, there is no such thing. So, Mimele, today, there is no chiyuv of brocha l'achel, in any event, because it's always the chasuk. But today, I mean, in the big affairs, especially weddings, other things, so the minig is that after they get through, the waiters get through serving the main courses, so they clear the table and then they serve a sweet table. So that's like the minig b'mei chazal. So the melee. So, but that minig is only prevails at affairs, not in private homes. Maybe it does, I don't know. So the melee. So it should follow that, let's say, if you are at the wedding and then they clear the table and they serve a sweet table, and that is done before the benching. So before the benching, you should say bracha achrene over the things that are served in the sweeten. I mean, I didn't see it that anybody should say it, but it follows. Yes. No. But they don't. When food is served, tastes emphasize the fact that the table is clear completely. You see. But here, I mean, the table is not. It cleared completely before the dessert is served. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. It's not always. So maybe it's not considered. But it's much more emotion of basis that when is it considered achasude, if there is a minik to clear the table all the time, before this thing is served, then it's considered like achasude. Otherwise it's not considered achasude. But at wedding, so the table is always clear before the sweet table is served. So then we should require. Yeah, what's that?
This would be true if you drank wine in the sweet table. Well, am I seeing mazonos? Mazonos is part of the suda.
No, they serve in the sweet table all kinds of things. All kinds of things. And then, I mean, so what if they serve mazonos? So then, it's another shabbat, you see. They serve mazonos. So even if you don't eat, let's say, kishio kriya sude, but they are, as a place for shaming, what is called pasabo, you see. So cake, according to one shite, I mean, is not even pasabo, you see. So in the melee, because of that, so you should not say bocha chene. You should not say bocha chene, but for another reason. But they serve other things besides cakes. All right. Kibi doma havi nivrech, itza lemishka. Vim tema, vim shocho, So the Gemara tells the story that Yana HaMelech and Shloimit HaMalke, so they had a feast, and then Yana HaMelech was looking for someone who knows how to bench.
So
Yana Amelech asked his wife, Shlomit Amalke, who would be able to be Mevorech? Because he killed all the Chachon. Yana Amelech. So Shlomit Amalke said, there is one, her father, Shimon Meshetach. So there is one left. But if you promise me that you will not harm him, then I'll bring him. Well, so he promised, he gave his pledge that he will not harm her brother, Shimon Meshetach. So then she brought Shimon Meshetach. I mean, after Yana Amalek got through eating, so he was brought to the meal. And then he didn't eat, he only drank wine. Shimon Meshetach, and that's it. And then he was asked by Yana Amalek to bench. So Yana Amalek said, what should I say? After all, I didn't eat in the past, I only drank wine. So I should say, Boruch Shochal Yana Bechaveiro. Anyway, at the end, so he had a problem, what to do? Shimon Meshetach, at the end, so Shimon Meshetach did bench. And the Gemara says that Shimon Meshetach, Shimon Meshetach Ligarmei, who do of it. In other words, it's actually Al-Pidin, he could not have been made Yana Amalek. Because he was not Mechuyim, like some was. He only drank wine. He did not eat any pas. And Yana Amelech and his Chaveri, they ate pas. So one who is not Mechuyim Bidova, how could we see someone who is Mechuyim Bidova? So Shimon Meshetach Ligarmei Yudov. Ligarmei. Oh, so this is a Tasha, he didn't say. You hear the Mishi Ochsen from Yana Amelech, he called my Yana Ligarmei Yudov. Yana Amelech. So then finally came, but when did Yana Amelech say that my Lord will God pay? When he decided to bench. So then he realized that he doesn't have anyone who knows how to bench. Who knows how to bench? So then they called, so Shlomit called Shimon Meshetach. So that means that Shimon Meshetach, let's say that Shimon Meshetach, two things that Shimon Meshetach didn't even eat pas. So he drank wine. But let's say that Shimon Meshetach did eat pas. But he ate pas, so whatever Shimon Meshetach did, he drank the wine. So he did it after Yana HaMelech and his Chaveri decided already to bench. Because man, Yoibun Gavron Vorech, that's Havron Vorech. So it was already, so Shimon Meshetach started to eat, to drink, after they finished it. And they decided already to bench. Now there is a Gemore. So the question is, Hilchen Tzara Bishon Yimoyed of Shimon Meshetach. Rabbi Meir, Baruch Merkin, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yassi Bishadose, all the Yose, Rabbi Sime Bachriye, Rabbi Komisari Vyoch, Omrulei, Mai Dai Toch Latz, the Rufe, Badon, Anan Achlinon, Al Mekim Nigom Bulech, Hil Sula Mitzar. So that's the Allah. Let's say, you need three to have a Mizumet, to have a Tzil. Now suppose two ate, and after they finished eating, after they already decided to bench, but before the bench. So the third one came in and started to eat. So then the halacha is that this third one who ate after the other two finished eating, they already said Havon Voreich, even though they didn't bench as yet, so there is no till. So there is no, there should have been no till between Yana and Chaveirov on one hand and Shimon ben Shotach on the other, because Shimon ben Shotach ate whatever he ate, or drank whatever he drank, after Yana HaMelech said, Havlo bin Vorech. So, how could he be Mitzurev with it? So, how could he be? Here the Gemara says, Kim Domo Havlo bin Vorech. So that's already, like Silik Melechit. And if it's Silik Melechit, so there's no Tzil. He should not allow what happened to also. Who the other could come? שהוציא המחל תשלוחו כזה יכול. נאו, דיבור הבן שסי ידק לי, מה, אמין מה עשות לרבה שהריאס וסיטוס, ביקורי עליי רחת ודוחות, אמין מה בורך על כוקס ופסת, ומה עשות לך בורך הכסת כמה וכסת עשת, רבה שבורך הכסת כמה וסול בורך. So, three minutes in this room. So, אמין מה, So, may the very again on each and every course, Mazutre. So, just on the first course, and the course of the Chazamotzin, and Ravashe, just on the first course, and even on the course of the Chazamotzin, he didn't say the very Oh, Borech HaKolkas Vikasi, Achot Borech Borech, the very Chazamotzin Pitas, the Hodi Shilim Borech, Tzolch Vorech, in other words, so, what did he say? He only was involved there to get the mitzvah of course. But not lacho. But not lacho. Why? Because I wasn't the terrorist. That's why the Rishit of the Rashba. Even though things were said before, that the people just learned that in Zukalachimer, so Tesis only meant that the argument by the Rashbam is not Mukhre. But he agrees with the Rashbam's thing. So this we see from this Tesis, the Tesis agrees with the Rashbam. After the vote, because I wasn't the terrorist, vote should not himself with vote, and that to the funnel. You go to Achor, he actually. And that point, I mean, there is a lot of shame. I mean, the Shita of the Rift Rambam is the contrary, that you know, okay, we saw the vote, so we saw the vote in Afreya also. In other words, not only Mafreya before he leaves, because maybe he will not come back, and because I wasn't required, as you know, when he came in. But even if he did bench before he left, and then he came back, so according to the Rambam, so first he has to bench in Mafreya, and then he has to say the Prochel Faleh. But this is Israelic, so over there this is Israelic. So this is Israelic again, here. Havashi Bola Hakasikami Visuibo. Avodah. The Birkas Amozi, to no cause. Lola Mivo. So Rabashi was not before the Priya Gepen, even on the cause of Birkas Amozi. Even on the cause of Birkas Amozi. To the Rosham and Hanukkah, the history is saying the Arab Shabbos, we became, and so the Kiddush will go in a bit of Priya Gepen. In which we don't pass like Rabashi. So it's for different reasons, because there is a Hadass. So if he was involved with Samozin, he didn't admire to be involved with Samozin. So that's a hefsek, it's hadas. But that's why he has to say there in Priya Gepen. But mitzad the fact that it's a keishel broche, it's a keishel shel mitzvah, so he doesn't have to say there in Priya Gepen again. Only the reason is why we don't pass like Ravashe is because there is a Shadas, but if there wouldn't be a Shadas, then we would stay like Havash. So he says, Avot 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 Samozim to the cause, Loi on the word Havash. Uve Rishal and Amikoma, Dim his release in the Arab Shabbos in the day, and then he makes Kiddush. In so, we keep the Shulbo, and there we get Mashma, the Cholba, Mitzvah, Atom Kos, in so, the Borech, Berkli Ayefen, Heichen, we have Efse. So Pinchas mentions it right. I mean, why should we How could there be a score to the contract? Thesis is not discussing now the question whether there is a hefsek. If there is a hefsek, so then he has to be involved with it again. Not involved with it again. Why is it such a chiddush? Why should we cite if there is no hefsek? So maybe the thesis say he should recite now. But according to what I mentioned, I mean, named my father, that he was retired from the Russian of the Mogavron, and maybe it can be inferred from the Russian of the Sikha Pardes itself, that by Beir Priya Gefen, that by Beir Priya Gefen, so the Beir Priya Gefen that is recited over the Kosher Kiddush is not just recited for the purpose, because of the Aloche of but that it's an integral part of the Kiddush. How about the Kiddush of Shabbos morning? So there the whole Kiddush consists of that. So mainly by the night we have another Broche, the Broche of Nishtayei, but the Beit Tagen is also an integral part. Now, I mentioned that, first of all, we see from the Hashbam's Pshat in the Gemara, in connection with Abbas Din of Kiddush Meir Yayin Abdolet, that he says just the reverse. But from the Rashbam, you only see that according to Rabbi, who says that you don't have Chalias at Rashabes, so the Seder is not Yakna, but it's Kiddush Neir Yayin Abdolet. So Rashbam explains it in order to emphasize that the Beir Priya Gefen is recited over the Abdolet, and we're not concerned about the fact that it's not apparent that the Beir Priya Gefen is recited also over the Kiddush. So why? Because, so from that Rashbam we see that according to Rabbi, who says Kiddush Neyan Abdoleh, so the Be'er Priya Geffen in Abdole is an integral part of the Abdole. Because Abdole has to be Dachke Alapos, not Alapas. Masha'iti the Be'er Priya Geffen of Kiddush, and Kiddush can be Alapas too. So there the whole purpose of the Be'er Priya Geffen of Kiddush is only only because of the Aloche of Anemid Levroche Moal. But it's not a good thing. But the Sefer HaPardes says the reverse. Now, so then there is no steering between this Rashbam and the Sefer HaPardes, because the Rashbam says that in explaining Rabbi's deen of Kiddush Ne'ayin Ador, Kiddush Ne'ayin Ador, Masha'in came, so we could say, but Rab, he says, Yayin Kiddush Ne'ayin Ador. So he says that the Yayin